Joe Knows Sports.
It's Joe Smith Reports
on WGCL.
Fairways and greens, like I always say, and as Zach Martin marched to his 12th city championship, his first in super seniors, and a new record overall for championship play, this being his 12th, well, his driving accuracy through this city tournament that ended on Sunday, and his ability to hit fairways, impeccable in a word, more than offsetting his putting. And as he was telling me,
one thing is those fairways out there are like playing off a carpet. They are so thick and healthy. If you don't hit a fairway, the way they've let the rough grow and stuff, I mean, you are at a severe disadvantage. And I had struggled with my driver, and I'd struggled with my chipping and putting, and I just kept working at it. And I don't think this weekend, or even when the tournament started, I probably didn't miss five fairways the whole time I played. I mean, I was usually right down the middle every time. That is just a big, big advantage. You know, I just kept holding out, and luckily, I outlasted.
Well, I tell you, the 66-year-old veteran is still beating them, too, and winning city championships. Ike Martin. Reds on the radio, Mets tonight, 6:40. Tommy Thrall's pregame, first pitch at 7:10. I'm Joe Smith.
Hear Joe weekdays on New Sports Talk 98.7 and AM 1370 WGCL, and anytime at WGCLradio.com. Joe Knows Sports.
It's Joe Smith Reports
on WGCL.
Well, the Olympic Village in Tokyo is open, protocols awfully tight due to COVID. The games await for a start on Friday for our swimmers and divers this weekend. But positive tests of COVID have already sent some athletes home. And as Team USA swim assistant and IU head coach Ray Luz was telling me from Tokyo,
you can plan all you want, but you got to be willing to audible with what is happening to you that day.
Well, again, we talk about a completely different atmosphere.
It is. We're really aware that, you know, it feels very fragile. Like, we have got to stay really focused and super disciplined. We're not, you know, at this point, we don't want to let one person take a bunch of our team out, because we have a really good team, one with a tremendous amount of potential, and we got to get through this, you know, for the next, I don't know, 17, 18 days, and get through and, you know, bring home a lot of gold, silver, and bronze medals. That's what we're aiming for.
Well, and that's the bottom line, and we wish Team USA the very best. The voice of IU head coach Ray Luz, Team USA assistant. Great American Ballpark tonight. Game 2 with the Mets, 6:40 pregame. I'm Joe Smith.
Hear Joe weekdays on New Sports Talk 98.7 and AM 1370 WGCL, and anytime at WGCLradio.com.